us.
The FBI says it will not comment at this time on its active investigation into the Al-Shabaab terrorist group's attack on Nairobi's Westgate Mall and whether any Somali Americans were involved. But for FBI agents in Minneapolis, combating Al-Shabaab's efforts to radicalize Somali Americans has been the top priority for years. Kyle Lovin is the chief division counsel for the region.
We have individuals who are purportedly going over to fight on behalf of a foreign terrorist organization, which has been so designated by the State Department. So there are, that is a violation of federal law, and we've had some convictions here over the last couple of years.
More than 20 young Somali Americans have traveled to Somalia to fight for the terrorist group. Some were killed overseas, some returned and were convicted of aiding a terrorist organization and sentenced to between 3 and 20 years. Lovin says the FBI is intent on ending the terrorist ties between Somalia and Minnesota.
We want to discover, who is radicalizing these young men, the facilitators, where the money is coming from, and try to disrupt this pipeline of young Somali men. That's the aim of the investigation.
Anders Folk, former assistant U.S. attorney for Minnesota, says counterterrorism is also a main focus.
In terms of the number of cases prosecuted and in terms of the number of defendants convicted, it's the most extensive counterterrorism investigation that Minneapolis has seen.
He says the Islamic militant organization indoctrinates disaffected Muslim youth in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul to recruit friends to wage jihad against enemies of Islam.
Al-Shabaab used peer-to-peer recruiting in the Twin Cities, that it used individuals who, once they left Minnesota and joined the organization in Somalia, those individuals reached back to their friends and family in the Twin Cities.
Folk says law enforcement and moderate Somalis have reduced the influence of Al-Shabaab, but the group is still trying to reach out to at-risk Somali men in Minnesota. Brian Patton, VOA News, Minneapolis. Why? 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 Why?